Now we're all just gonna stare at each other.
Yeah, this is now.
Tom just crapped on the last intro.
No, it was probably my fault.
It was a little cringe, but you know.
No, what I was saying wasn't cringe. It was just derailed. But
so, anyways,
hi, we're in the backyard of my
hello,
brother's house.
Welcome to West Virginia
again.
Yes,
not again.
We say again because we just recorded an intro and we didn't like it, so we scrapped it.
He
so
didn't
now
like
we're,
it.
We're restarting.
Most likely to ruin a podcast intro. Him.
Okay, I admit I derailed a little bit topic-wise.
Okay, anyways.
It's a hot take, but there are acorns falling all around because there's an oak tree above us, so if you hear any random thumps, that's an acorn
clunks,
falling.
Or
if it hits one of us on the head.
Yeah.
And we have a
Which
Sarah's
concussion. Convinced that we can get a concussion from
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So.
Sarah thinks we'll get a concussion.
I guess if they fall from the top of the tree.
If they fall at
if
such
they're a heavy
speed,
concussion,
they
will.
Concussion?
I don't
really?
Know. Probably not concussion.
If it hits you in the wrong spot of your head, you never know.
I love when you try to make scientific,
like blunt force.
Or are you trying to be confident about something, you close your eyes so you don't make eye contact because you know that if you
Sam,
do,
you're
just
so
gonna...
hypercritical. That's crazy. Just get you off the show.
But she, I know Sarah says these. I hope.
No.
I hope you say these things to
them.
Evoke just like the look of there's no way you actually believe that.
So part of me,
I know
really
Sarah enjoys
to,
that.
To like
yes.
convince you, but generally, sometimes the things I tell you, I'm literally not kidding.
As you try to keep
a
straight face.
You so hard right now.
No, I can't.
Anyway,
because...
welcome back to the show. All yes. four of us siblings are here for the first time ever.
Yeah.
We've had Tom on a number of times. We had Sis on at least once.
Yep.
Hello, yeah.
We never had all four of us together. Correct. We're kind of doing a sibling weekend because our parents are out of town. Tom's
wife
is out of town.
This is like the
good old
days.
This is
when mom and dad would go on retreats.
Yes, exactly.
We would, mom and
dad
would
those
leave.
Were always the vibe.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember there was always someone posting to watch mom and dad drive to the end of the road, and then someone would get on a bike because none of us could drive at that point.
We would go get Little Caesar's pizza pretty often.
Yep. Or someone would bike to sort of get a bunch of junk food and then
rent movies from the library.
Yep, go to the library, get movies.
Dude, yeah, that was before streaming services.
Bring the Xbox up from the basement.
Play a lot of Civ, probably.
Yep.
Civilization.
Yeah.
You'd do that so late.
Play Battlefront
night,
in our living room a lot.
Oh, yeah, playing Battlefront in the living room.
I remember.
We'd have the diffuse over sometimes. Or
oh, yeah, we do all kinds of stuff.
We'd have games.
Yep.
It was awesome. One of the
but
best
don't worry,
times.
Mom and Dad, we love you. It's okay.
Yeah.
We just also appreciate
it. It was wholesome fun.
Some
mm-hmm.
of that
without you.
Sibling time. So.
One of the best times was when they were gone for 2 weeks in Europe.
Oh, we've told this story.
That yeah. A, that was a fun time.
Which is a great.
That was well
segue
planned
maybe
out.
Into some of today's. We're going to be doing some most likelies, least likelies, kind of like a
making judgments
yearbook.
About each other.
Oh, homeschool superlatives.
Homeschool superlatives.
The siblings.
So
we all got valedictorian
we'll
in
go
our
with
classes.
My first.
We did.
We also
yes.
were, you know.
Graduated with honors and with disgrace.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
the highest
true,
and lowest
true.
GPA in my class.
Highest and least likely to succeed.
Yeah.
So the way we're going to do this is we're going to each take turns giving a prompt. And then we're all going to point at the person that we think fits the bill.
Can we do like on the count of three or something?
Yeah, yeah. We'll do like a 3, 2, 1. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so my first one is most likely to throw a rager at our home. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
You started pointing at me.
I started pointing at you, yes.
You've thrown some big parties in the past, but not a rager.
When mom and dad were in, where were they?
Spain and France.
Yeah. You had it planned out so meticulously, and you
the
each
watermelon.
Day. Yes, yeah, so I remember the watermelon.
He is a host. That's the thing.
Like,
he's good at, you had everything prepared.
I did,
yeah, you
yes.
did a good job.
Maybe not in the rager sense that you would do it.
Yeah,
because
he was like good mom host vibes, because he was like hostess.
Yes.
You prepared cookies.
Yeah.
You like, we got all the furniture out there. He was like, I mean, you had like a holistic kind of cozy vibe for a party.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is really
And there
good.
Was no alcohol at this party.
Yeah, no, there was attention to detail. Are you sure about that?
Well,
no,
I don't remember. Even
I
think some of
friends
their friends tried to bring it, and I told them to leave it in their car because I said they're
very
like
party.
Middle school kids here.
Yes.
We're not
well,
doing
right.
that.
I mean, yeah, I was like ninth grade, and a lot of my friends were eighth graders, so it's like we're not gonna have a crazy.
Because I did,
and also didn't want to getting back to like their parents that the Whitakers' parents go away for 2 weeks, and they are having
they
people
all get
with
absolutely
alcohol.
Plastered for the whole weekend. Well, we were there for hours. I mean, the party started at 3 p.m. and it went until 3 a.m.
People started. Andrew came
people
at
just
2
stayed the
to
night.
Start deep
They're
frying.
All stayed the night.
Yeah, we. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Was that also when the car for that car we had at that time?
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Knocked over the deep fryer.
The oil.
Let's
it smelled like fish
that.
For years.
Forever.
Until we
but
sold it.
So as far as hosting, I totally get it. Rager though, 100% Nate.
Yeah,
I think that's
he's throwing. Like, yeah, it's just going mad
the rocks
wild.
At TAC. You know?
I don't those, but I love going to them, man.
Those,
and
that
you,
was fun.
If you
but
had
if
the
if I had friends
venue,
around
had
in
anybody.
My town, I'm not. I love my friends so much in my town, But they're not the rager type.
That's true. That's
if there
true.
Were a little bit more from like Grove our Catholic homeschool community, yeah. if they were a little bit
so
more.
So I'm
of
saying
the,
you need to come out to St. Vincent and yes, party no, with those kids. Well,
we so will, maybe the soon. Maybe we the ending soon. At our home is just like, it just probably would never actually happen. A rager probably would never
just because
happen.
Of our
we
towns.
Could bring in
Grove
people.
City isn't even the type.
You just gotta to... you gotta shift them in from other towns. That's the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta train the Grove City people.
All right, yeah.
Like mail order bride, mail order ragers.
I like that.
Yeah,
that should be a thing. That should be something like a.
An, you hire people to
industry.
Come and rage with you.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, okay, real quick before we get to the next thing. They used to hire professional mourners, right? So, like, yeah. for a funeral, if you wanted your funeral to look like more of a big deal, you would hire people whose job was to go along with funeral processions and weep.
Yeah. Really?
And so there should be professional ragers yep. where you hire them, like, online she through some read. Service, call, like, Uber Rage or something. You hire them, they come in, and they just get lit. Like their job is just
even
to
more
pound the shots the entire time.
Like, high-end thing that... occurred in 18th century England
yeah.
was they would hire gardeners that were hermits that would live in their gardens but like dress super naturalistically so they would like they weren't allowed to
like
shave
gnomes?
they couldn't wear shoes and stuff like that and so
what?
they were meant to look like
fairy tale
like yeah
wow
but yeah it's like royal palace
they're actors.
Look at the wizard in my garden
and they had to live there they had to like live in the garden and like eat off the land and everything.
Before we had gnome statues we had actual gnomes
we had it for real
you
couldn't
shoes,
shave couldn't
we had all this before GTA 6
let's go
That's
England
crazy.
Why did we ever break away from them
I don't know freedom or whatever
yeah
sis
we have
all
that
right.
now
my question who is most likely this who's most like the son who did what the father asked them to do in the parable of the two sons.
Whoa, that's deep. All right.
Three, two.
Wait, sorry, just to be right. clear. That son is the one who said no when his father asked him
yes.
to do something, right? But then he ended up actually
doing it.
He ended up doing it, yes.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Three, two, one.
Okay, so we're split on this. We just all agree that it's not Nate, though.
He is the prime example of, oh,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'll totally do it and never gets around to it.
Shower 3 hours later. Yep. Exactly.
Okay, so I want to hear why you guys think Tom. Weigh in on that. Because Tom doesn't think it's Tom. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's
Tom. So.
I don't know. I feel like
I'm not saying
Tom
it isn't.
Tom will express his disapproval
that
for an idea check. Pretty upfront. Like, if Dad's like, oh, this needs to be happening. I feel like Tom's the sort that he would probably be like, I just don't see why that needs to happen. But then... later on, he'll be like, I'll help Dad out with this thing. Like, I don't know if I can think of a particular example that happened, but do you know what
like
I'm talking about,
sis? Happened when we were growing up, anyway.
Yeah.
I guess, like, being a kid, sometimes it seemed as if Tom wasn't even listening to Mom. Like, Mom would be telling him, and it just seemed like he was in a whole other world.
Probably think about
but
the Hardy
then,
Boys.
Yeah, probably
totally
read the Hardy Boys or like a Lego video game or
think
something.
About Iola.
Or you were planning something. You were always
Iola was a baddie. Sorry, keep going, sis. No.
You're good.
Hardy
no.
Boys reference.
Yeah.
But solid. It seemed like you were vibrations. Not all there. You were just in another zone and Mom was talking to you. But then like you still would go and do whatever she asked. Maybe
right.
it wouldn't necessarily be when she wanted you to do
sure.
it, but you still got it done.
Yeah.
Like the chore chart. I'd be frustrated. I mean, I don't think I'm a type A person, but like lists, I like to
check
get them
off.
Done. And then
that feels
like,
great.
Yeah. So, and I think yeah. we would like, I think on the chore chart, we'd have to mark it off, but like Tom's would always be like empty. So it just bothered me.
That's
but eventually.
True.
That actually I do. Yeah.
That's super true.
But he would do it eventually. So like, yeah.
Yeah. That's justified.
He would never say no. And well, he still doesn't say no today.
Yeah.
I think I've shifted a little probably more towards like saying yes and being yes and doing the thing that I say. But yeah, I definitely remember kind of like what you said, like having chores around the house where it would be like
yeah.
yard work and be like,
honestly, are we doing this
pine
this
cones? Why are we picking up pine cones?
Yeah, I know.
They're just going to keep
that
dropping.
An annual
but like,
event.
But we picked up pine cones.
In the end, we did
so.
That.
That
we
just
all
me,
did
though,
that.
To be fair,
say,
all
of
that's
us did
I
that.
I think, yeah, I definitely...
I don't know why you're saying I wouldn't fit that bill at all. I definitely had the exact
no,
same thing.
No, because
we
have
most likely
firsthand experience.
Yeah,
we
got to pick one. You got to pick one.
That's true. Yeah. Nowadays, that you're living at home, I'm sure you're probably feeling this a bit more than us. But I was thinking of two particular instances where Dad's like, "All right, boys, you're gonna go pick out weeds between sidewalk cracks."
Oh, yeah. I hated that.
And I said, "No, that's stupid. Weed killer exists for a reason. I'm not taking a screwdriver
yeah.
and going and." And but then I would be in the house for like 10 minutes. I'm like, fine, I'll go out there. We're like, all right, time to rake up grass. Also, my second least favorite.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. After
rake
mowing,
up grass.
Raking like, grass is
why can't
crazy.
You just cut it longer one time and then go over it a second time? But then I'd be out there doing it.
Yeah, I think we probably both.
I definitely was pretty snarky stuff like that. Back, but then would still actually do the thing I was supposed to do.
Remember, we recorded a song one time.
Yes,
and we got in so much trouble.
Work, not fair.
Not fair.
It was based off that little piano thing.
Yes, not fair. Because that was when we had you.
I remember that.
We had to rake up mulch.
It was crazy.
When we moved in our house, there was mulch all around it, but it was the kind of mulch that termites infest in. So we were all raking, and then we were like, this is so dumb. And then the rake broke, remember that? So we had to use this really crappy rake that wasn't pulling anything. And
it was like this big.
And we're all like, this is so dumb, this is so bad. And you're like, yeah, it's not fair. And
it was.
Let's call dad. And so we got mom's cell
phone. Answering machine, right?
Went into the house, grabbed mom's cell phone, like went outside. And we're like, okay, ready? Work. Not fair. We thought it was hilarious. Well, dad.
He left work already, so he didn't hear it till like the following day or Monday.
See, I'm shocked dad took that seriously.
Well, I think the thing was, he listened to it and someone came in or something at some point. I don't know. He was embarrassed about it. But yeah, we got in some trouble, which if you think about it,
call CPS,
it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I don't think. But because we actually did the work.
Timing could be just wasn't. Everything there.
Okay.
Well, that is the people come down with all their problems.
Uncle Sam.
Okay.
Brother Francisco.
Most likely to be a most likely to believe a conspiracy theory that the government is controlled by genetically modified squirrels. 3, 2, 1
Did you raise your hand? You admitted it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's facts, though. She composes herself.
Trying to.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
So we could talk about our perceptions and why we pointed to you, but you could just talk why you raised your hand.
Yeah.
That's really not a good idea. There's so many conspiracies I believe in.
That's so fair. Do you think the moon landing was real?
The moon landing?
Yeah.
Was that fake?
When we landed on the moon,
Oh, yeah, because there's videos of it.
People think
that's shocking to me that you believe that one.
There's a rough future for you with the video thing.
Yeah, AI is about to make videos of everything, and none of it's going to be real.
Well, would Buzz Aldrin and what's his name, Armstrong, lie?
Well, I guess they're probably paid enough.
People lie everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Come on, they made The Hobbit or all these CGI, the Avengers, all these landscapes. They just make a nice looking set, make it look like it landed on the moon. Yeah. It's all propaganda for Russia.
There are books about how it was propaganda.
You know, it didn't happen.
That one seems kind of unlikely because the Russians would have had to be in on it too. But the problem is,
the Russians involved in everything, just like China.
Okay, just throwing that out there.
Here we go.
Wait, so what, okay,
All Good in the Brotherhood. All Good in the Brotherhood podcast does not endorse every conspiracy theory that we will hear today.
But the fun ones are worth.
Okay, what is a fun conspiracy theory you do believe though?
A fun one?
Conspiracy theory.
No, what's a radical thing?
Something that you think most people would find suspicious, but you believe or questionable.
Do you believe in the implanted chip theory? That like babies born after a certain era might have their chips implanted in them?
Oh.
I don't believe that one. I think in the future that's definitely going to be a thing. But I don't think that's a thing now.
One of my favorite ones, though, one of my favorite things was...
This isn't the snow snake, is it?
Yes, dude, the ice snake. Okay, I'm so glad that this is exactly what you thought of. Do you remember this? Okay, one time...
We are not making fun of our sister. We love her very much.
Sarah saw a picture somewhere of a thing called the ice snake, which, when it bit you, would freeze your blood.
Yes, I remember that, yes. Yeah.
And it was someone
and it was
took...
white, so it would hide in the snow.
Yes,
it
would hide in the snow. There's no
such thing as ice snakes. They cannot freeze your blood, okay? So she texted me a picture. She's like, oh my gosh, Sam, I found out about this snake that when it bites you, freezes your blood. I don't know if it's around in Pennsylvania, but if it snows, we really have to keep our eyes out. Because someone like painted a snake or did CGI on these things. And I'm like, sorry, there's no such thing as an ice snake. They can poison you, but they cannot freeze your blood. She's like, I'm reading it on this website. Like, do you understand what you're saying right now? I'm reading on a website that's generally not a verifiable place to get info from.
No, you're right.
I do remember
that's
one.
That's
that was gold, though. The ice snake.
I forgot about that. I think I was in high school, maybe.
Blue eyes.
Yep, exactly.
It looked exactly like what an ice snake would imagine. Ice snakes look like.
Yeah, like now, in fantasy, that would be a dope
pretty
thing,
sick idea,
but
actually.
They're not in real life. Yeah.
All right, next one. Nate.
I just did that one.
Oh, okay. Yep. Most likely to burn down a barn in frustration. or burn down a whole house?
I guess. Do we want to answer this question?
Yeah. Let's send it. Three, two, one.
Probably me, yeah. I mean, I think we all knew that one.
I said barn, but yeah, it doesn't matter. Just burn down someone's property.
It's because you added in frustration. Honestly, I could see Sarah burning down something by accident.
Okay, well, I had two questions prepared. I had who would burn barn or who would burn property down by accident, and who would burn it down intentionally. I decided to go with the intentionally.
Yeah, there we go.
They could almost chop off their limbs accidentally.
Whoa, that's crazy.
But, anyways,
too soon.
Yeah, the burning stuff down. Yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely have had, you know, dreams where I've done that, and
you wrote that. You wrote the short story about arson.
Which, if you're interested, there'll be a link at the end of this video. It's actually, I have a recording of a short story that I wrote, original, called The Fire Within, about a kid who grows into his identity as a psychopathic arsonist.
It's actually a pretty good read.
Oh, it's good read, but I still think it's funny that in our YouTube channel, mixed in with like all these little clips about spirituality and philosophy, there's suddenly just a random story about arson.
Dude, Flannery O'Connor, man. You know, she had, she was deeply spiritual and theological, and her writings were crazy.
But they had a little more depth. Okay, sorry.
There's some depth in this. Sure. You just gotta find it.
Yeah, there's some depth there.
The ending with him burning down the church, like, it's the whole, yeah, never mind. I'm not gonna go into that. But, yeah, no, I have definitely actively thought about how there were certain ways I could revenge on people that I didn't like, and burning them things down. This is when I was younger. Don't think about that now. I do make jokes about burning down the monastery, but that's more because it's an ugly building. Lots of other monks have also joked about this.
The monastery was designed by the same guy who designed the Pittsburgh prison, and they don't look that different. The buildings look basically,
I think, the prison's
same.
Nicer.
You drive through Pittsburgh, you'll see a building which is like, huh,
monastery.
It's kind of like the monastery if you've seen the St. Vincent's.
Yeah. Oh, it's the state.
Ours was built first, so he actually like improved his design and then built the prison.
Oh, really? That's sad.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
All right.
You're Tom. Yep. Back to you.
All right. Most likely to adopt a pet, to meet a pet and adopt a pet in the same day.
Three, two, one.
Why me?
Because you have such pity on those poor creatures.
I know. I literally go through the Humane Society, like, probably every other day because I just feel bad.
Why'd you say why me? Hold on.
Yeah, keep going.
You knew exactly why.
They feel so bad. Like the one, the missing eye and like the ear. Oh my gosh. He was half a cat basically. But
that cat was hideous.
Yeah, they need to like literally.
Yeah, but you bond with these things so quickly. It's just like.
You also have shown
I
you
think
pictures.
This belongs in our home. Like,
it's called empathy. Have you thought about feel bad for them?
You also showed me a picture of an English bulldog whose face looked like custard, and you're like, isn't it adorable? I'm like, no, it looks like it just got hit by a car from the front.
That's the look for bulldogs. They're smart.
Just like smush, man.
They're just so cute, and they need love and affection.
They look like a heap of wrinkles.
I mean, with St. Francis appreciate that comment?
I don't know, man. Everyone says St. Francis was all into those animals. I don't know if that's really true. Animals followed him around, right? We don't know that he actually loved animals. Like, he wasn't a hippie.
Was he by himself?
There's stories of him preaching to the animals.
Okay, sure. But what if he was preaching fire and brimstone? So like, yo, y'all better stop eating those rabbits. Like, chill.
And they're like,
yeah,
stop
the foxes,
so cunning and sly.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. Oh, there goes an acorn. See, that if that had hit us in the head, that could have caused concussions.
Yes. That would have hurt.
That would have hurt.
It split our head open.
No.
Staples.
Okay,
I've had
Sam
staples.
Got staples one time in his head.
He did. That was horrible.
I got to put them in.
You next one.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Okay.
That's cat.
All right, hold on me.
It was a doctor.
Open my phone. Most likely to forget mom or dad's birthday.
Ooh. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Okay. Me? Did you really point at me?
No,
you
pointed
at me.
Oh, okay.
Nate.
I was going to say.
Nate.
Yeah. Like you and I, the two.
No, you.
Shut
no.
up. The
You're
two of us
good.
Are the people who are least likely to
yes.
do that.
Yeah. I'm probably number one, though, honestly.
Yeah,
it's you and me.
So
we're similar in those
dates.
Ways.
I should just say birthdays
what,
in general.
What
do you
is mom's
your
birthday?
Wife's birthday?
What's that?
Your wife will be
yes,
watching.
Of course
this.
I know. My
what's,
what
mom's,
is it?
What's mom's birthday?
June 6th.
See,
and what
it's
year?
Easy to remember. Okay, I know that.
So mom's and dad's birthday are very...
63?
Yeah,
four.
Dad's born in 63.
Right. Dad's birthday
hey, at least he was the 60s.
Well, they didn't turn out like that. They're very...
Yeah, and what? Johanna's August 6th.
You're sure about
did
that?
Did you hesitate with that
you said
for a fact
so
or
long.
Because you didn't know?
That's crazy.
I'm...
1996, yes. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Because her email is joyo8696.
So that's how you remember it?
That's how I remember
it. You remember her email, but you had to stutter about remembering her birthday?
Hey, male brains work
interesting. She loves you, so that's will be forgiven.
Thank you.
Yes. What about, well, you'll always remember your children's birthdays.
Yeah, of course.
That's good. Do you know?
He says that with like a real hesitancy in his
voice. So,
like,
what is your Gemma's birthday?
They're easy to remember because they go together.
11th. Yeah,
yes.
They're both 11ths.
Yep.
You better hope this baby's November 11th. Yeah, otherwise, you're gonna start forgetting them after number three.
You're gonna have to do what people say: what, play the lottery if you have all children, or do something.
Man, wow, that was a serious unreal. Acorn.
It actually sounds like someone's.
That's
like,
okay. If it hit the house that hard, it would hit your head that hard.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense.
The concussions still aren't really like.
No, if it didn't hit the house and if it just directly hit your head, that would hurt.
I like it's like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Probably sooner crack a skull than give you
a concussion.
Because it's more of a point thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because concussions are more like surround sound.
Yeah, think about.
Okay, ready. All right. Most overconfident in their own abilities. 3, 2, 1.
Can I?
You can.
Did you vote or
overconfident?
I didn't see if you voted.
Overconfident in their abilities.
Yes.
Gosh, this is like a split because there's two people.
Well, then just 3, 2, 1. Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's a tie for her.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I vote Tom because he, for a long time, and I think still thinks he can outrun a bear. So that's
just, can outrun a bear.
Bears
can
him,
run
Daddy.
35
I'll
miles an hour.
Yeah. That's what you told Mom.
Right.
I don't
think they ever do. That's
they're
my
faster
theory.
Uphill, too. I'm
my theory
good.
Is just because they can doesn't mean they do. Cheetahs can run like 60 miles an hour. They like almost never do. So
it doesn't matter. Even if they can run, or even if they do run 10 miles an hour slower than that, you're still dead. I don't know.
I think I could have run
they
a
run.
Let's just chat.
This is where I win.
Okay, but here's the thing. That was a belief he has as a child that he still believes because it's funny.
I think I still believe it a little bit.
I don't think on the whole he's overconfident in his abilities, though.
I think I can be overconfident.
Do you think I'm more overconfident than he is?
I think Sam is
balanced
in confidence.
Your abilities
I think
more
you're
often balanced
than he does. Confidence. I think I sometimes, I mean, it's work. I accept more than I often should, and I end up burning myself out on stuff.
That's fair.
You know? And it's because I think I can handle it.
Oh, that's fair.
Don't always. But I try to.
You think we're both balanced?
I think you're both more balanced in your confidence.
I almost voted for myself, too.
I think
so
you're
not
confident within reason. I don't think you're.
I think I'm confident
within reason. I think you lack rationality.
But I take
not
it.
Not a bad thing, because I'll take some of that confidence in my life a little bit more. But, yeah, and I don't think you can run out of a bear.
Right now, I'm not worried about being overconfident. But, you know, when you guys get eaten
mean?
By the bear, and I'm outrunning the bear. We'll see where
that wait.
Just so you know, Tom,
we'll just trip you, and then I don't even have to be that fast because I can just watch as he eats you and then keep running.
No.
That's the thing. It's
you
all about
you won't be able
tripping.
To trip me because you have to be in front of me to trip me, and there's no way that would
how
ever happen.
How are you going to outrun a bear in your house because bears know how to operate doors?
That's why we just need to do a race after this.
Conspiracy theories.
We need to do a race where we all race and
no,
a bear chases
legit.
Us.
Bears
too.
Are
oh, okay.
Like,
so, a race, but also with a bear.
Yeah.
Let's just find a bear real
bears
quick.
Bears are like raptors from
hey,
Jurassic
excuse
Park.
Us, Mr. Bear. Can you just wait while we start, like, get to the start line, and then we'll give you the thumbs up, then start chasing us.
And then you'll see that I
and then I'll trip you on
bear.
The first down. I'm not saying I'll get that
and
far ahead of you.
You.
I mean, at the start line, I'll trip you. So then you're just laying there.
Tom's overconfidence apparently also comes with a lack of compassion that his siblings are going to get eaten.
Well,
that's totally based.
I would just
be so happy to
situation.
Prove to you guys that I could outrun a bear that I think
as
I'd
we're
be
all
okay
dead
with the situation.
Survival of the fittest is pretty fun.
No, I just
that's,
know
that's,
not
I
to go in the woods
that.
With you ever.
Apparently, as you get mauled, you'll think he really was faster than a bear.
Out of water.
Okay, you can have some wine.
No, it's okay. You keep it. You're
okay. All right, you're next, Nate.
Okay. Here, go to Tom. Go to Tom next.
You sure?
Yeah.
Least likely to be prepared.
No. I had some prepared mentally,
that's
but
me in life
is that
anymore.
Really?
I feel like I'm less prepared, but
you have a child to worry about.
All right.
She's well prepared, but I don't.
Most likely to send you a picture of them flexing.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
Hold up.
You always start them.
No, you started them way back when I was in college. I remember you used to be like, yo, check this out. I'm like, oh, nice. Actually, you started
fair.
Them.
That's
your
fair.
Novice year,
you
right after your novice year, was when you started actually having games in the gym. Did I say games? Gains.
Yeah.
When you started having gains in the gym was when you started sending them, which was well before I, like, got into the gym.
But now,
But I think frequency. So maybe if Sam, if Brother Francisco got that started.
Sure.
But I think frequency now is like, to be fair, it's very impressive. Thanks. Highly impressive content. Thanks. But
you're like Ken, you know. Barbie.
Thanks.
No. Appreciate Ken is that. Way less chiseled than Nate is.
Well, hold on.
This is true.
That's Ryan Gosling.
Right? Yeah.
That's a pretty
kind of thing. Oh, okay. We're talking real world. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, Barbie movie, which yeah, I haven't seen, but
Ryan Gosling's he's pretty.
Ryan Gosling's a stud.
Pretty stud.
Appreciate that, sis.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But did you debate? You don't. What? You don't think he did that often? I think he did that pretty often.
I actually don't really remember.
Well, even when I send them out, you guys all respond. You can send your own flex pics. We gotta.
I just say yeah.
Thank you for never. Well,
sorry, sis. We have like a boys group chat.
We're also very glad that Sarah was not anyone we pointed at.
Once in a while, they'd be like, "Oh, look at!" I'm like, "Hell, you're Jack."
Actually, what's funny is when our dad sends them.
Yeah, that's like crazy. That's
not sure
wild.
How I feel about this one.
But... No, it's kind of strange.
Hey,
okay.
But he's just flexing on the
I
guys.
I didn't really need to know.
But that's I appreciate that he wants that's to be fine. In.
I
that.
Love it too. Yeah. Okay, I don't know about if you guys have noticed this. I've gotten the sense in terms of mentality that dad is now descending on the other side of a pyramid, where he like, you know, obviously when you're young, you have the mentality of a young person. And then you, somewhere in midlife, you hit this peak where you're very kind of adult in your mentality. But now I think he's on the other side and he's starting to talk and act a little bit more like a young person.
Yeah.
Where, like, he's getting really into the gym. He's, like, wanting to see progress. He's always talking about fashion these days. Like, he's, like, whenever he puts on, like, an outfit, he's, like, does this look good? Like, do these colors go together? I'm, like, Dad, you're 60 years old. Why do you care?
And his haircut.
His haircut.
He knows very much about his haircut.
He puts lemon in his hair now to make it a little bit lighter in color. He's, like, always worrying about tanning lately in summer. It's, like, ooh, Dad, nice. This is yes. crazy. Dad is becoming a 20-year-old man again.
You've had a lot of influence on that.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, you've been home probably
since you've been in college and care, and not that you all of a sudden cared about your looks, but since you've, like, you know, you're trying to refine the Nathaniel.
Yeah, but I didn't think that a 20-year-old would have an influence on a 60-year-old.
Well, when you live in Grove City.
It's always the other way around.
Hey, but remember, Strength Finders, you're lead in influencing.
That's
you just
fair.
People naturally yes. want to follow the ideas and the things that you
this
do.
This is why people make money. You're like, oh, look, yeah. try this.
A true influencer right here.
Yep. A bad influence.
Yeah. Well, just being an influencer doesn't qualify the kind. It's just that you are one.
Yeah.
Hitler was an influencer. Just
wow.
Not,
wow.
I'm not associating you with that, but you know what I mean. That's how the strengths work.
Well, that's...
We need helmets to wear.
These things are nuts.
Okay, they are getting more aggressive.
I told you.
This oak tree needs to chill.
Cover her head.
I know.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
This
we
is
have
Ellie.
A baby now. Oh, Ellie's never been on the show.
Yeah, hi, honey.
Ellie, look at the camera.
Look, Ellie.
Yo, check out my snapping fingers.
Look over there.
Look at that thing. Look at that.
Isn't
she just
so
woke up
cute.
From a nap? She has a bow every day.
Yes.
Brother Bosco actually says he just associates Ellie with bows.
Oh my god.
So, she
precious.
Oh, that's a beautiful
yeah,
little smile.
Yeah, we wear a bow all the time.
So,
huh. You have
just,
a lot
yeah.
of hair.
Couple more questions. Round it out, Nate.
Yeah.
You
okay,
got one?
So first of all, this isn't like the sort where we can do 3, 2, 1, point. This is like just discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
What
okay.
is everybody's spirit animal?
Oh, that they
Let's
pick or that
Tom.
We pick for them?
We pick for them.
Okay. Okay.
Let's start with Tom, I think.
Nice.
I
think there's an obvious answer to this
Oh,
one.
I have an obvious answer.
All right, well then, fire your shot
yeah.
across the bow.
Good.
A horse.
What?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Not at all.
I was,
but thank you. I think that means workhorse, so I appreciate that. But I don't
well,
think
Well, yeah, there's a lot of reasons you know, you just, not that you're, you just...
Faster than a bear.
You run.
You're dumb and quick. Yeah.
You...
But you turn into horse meat. That's just... I saw this sign that's like, where do you draw the line? And it said, like, pet and food. And it was, like, progressed from, like, you know, cow all the way down, chicken, rabbit, all the way down to cat. And someone says, like, I don't draw lines. anyways, so, okay,
meow.
You think horse. I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wolf.
Maybe.
A little bit of a wolf.
Maybe.
I was going to say some kind of fox, maybe.
Yeah, okay, that was my first
like
thought.
A red fox.
Why?
Gray fox. Yeah.
Clever.
They're quick. They're agile.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the biggest thing out there, but
there
they're also,
go.
Like, they still hunt and they're...
Yeah.
You know, you got that little, like,
yep.
spy kind of
mm-hmm.
military thing in you.
Yep. Foxy.
Yeah.
Foxy
that's actually
means
not
something different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't
didn't realize
you
were foxy like that. That's crazy.
Didn't realize.
Wow.
Stop. Was that supposed to be a growl?
Yeah.
All right, so is Fox the consensus?
Someone told me
then?
We have to bring back the meows. I forget who it was. Oh, Vince. I think it was Vince.
Nice.
He's like, he said bring back the meows. So
that makes me happy.
This is for you, Vince.
They've always been in a slightly sus context.
Yeah, yeah. Well, true. I mean, where we came now. That came from.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
people don't know that, and let's leave it that way. Okay, so do you agree with that? What were you thinking your spirit animal was?
Oh, well, that was your favorite animal, but I don't think that's your personality.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like owls quiet. They're up late. That's
all right, bet.
True.
Turn your head 360 degrees. <Yeah. laughs> No, I'm just kidding. Keep going. What are you saying?
Yeah, up late.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, quiet. Slips in, slips out. You know, just kind of silent.
Yeah, you are.
Your clicking
sort of
ankles
like,
never slipped in and slipped out.
True.
Dude.
Wow.
You could tell who you were like
oh.
mile away.
I think I mean like socially, I slip in and slip out.
I don't think
like,
so. I think you're more of an influencer than that.
You got Woo in your top five.
You don't strike
me
as that much of an
but
introvert.
But see, owls like hide. Do have a presence when they when they're there when like they're noticed. They have a presence.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see. But I respect
I feel like
all
I go
them.
With the fox
I think the
a little
pelican.
Bit more.
I mean, I know you have that tattoo, but you work so hard for your family. And
show
them
your tattoo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's pretty awesome.
It's sweet. If it'll focus on that, it's pretty cool.
It's a pelican literally eating out its flesh to feed.
He did.
Feed its young.
Yeah, it's the it's
you work very hard.
It's been around since about the 6th century. And it's a symbol of the Eucharist too, because it's the symbol is the pelican wounding itself and then using its own blood to take care of its
it's young.
Yeah.
So it feeds its children from itself.
From itself.
Heck, just as Christ feeds us his children from himself.
So I'm not sure I can say that I'd do that quite yet, but I certainly aspire to that. So
cool.
And not like literal. Of
hey Gemma,
course,
bite right here. How's that taste?
Gemma calls it Daddy's Birdie, which I think
really?
Is
really
cute. Daddy's Birdie.
That is cute.
Daddy's Birdie.
She's got such a cute way of talking.
Yeah. So all right, Sarah's turn. Ready? Three. Oh yeah,
we don't.
Just
we're just
talk
like,
about
what is
it.
What if yeah, what do you think your spirit animal is?
I don't even know. So
I could actually see a horse. It's funny that you said horse last time. I could see like one of those kind of strong-willed.
Clydesdales. You loved Clydesdales.
No. You can't call a girl a Clydesdale.
I don't.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
Because they're like.
I mean, I feel
they
like a Clydesdale these days.
No,
I didn't mean it in that context. I mean that they like.
Dang.
They're willing to pull like
I
a
that.
Lot of weight.
Yes.
And they're just
I
like
got what
they
saying.
Will go.
Oh,
they will go
true.
The distance.
I, see
you.
You know I actually
I mean?
Think
they
I want to settle
coaches.
On that because you kind of are like tireless.
Yeah.
And you're always working for others. Like the Clydesdale is like it's not working for itself. It doesn't need to haul heavy stuff for itself. It's doing that for something else. You know, so many other animals are just doing their own thing. You know, like you're loyal, you're
doing
dependable.
It's
doing his thing. That's such a good man. I miss
I mean, come to be a late night trauma nurse, you gotta pull your
that's true
more than your weight.
That's and you're doing
true.
That.
With the fact
this,
that you
be...
like cleaned up people's oh, never mind. It's not even going there. People who use their excrement for like mascara just traumatizes me.
Oh, that.
It makes hilarious stories from our perspective, but I can't
technically, isn't mascara
that.
Bat guano anyway?
It is, but that's still not the same as using your
own guano.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well,
that's how you give yourself
the poop
pink
has
eye.
Definitely scarred me for life.
Butt eye. Dad used to call it.
So disgusting.
Butt eye.
And see, now you're so patiently being a great mama to this adorable little baby,
you.
And of course she's so cute, but. On the flip side, you do have to basically hold her 24/7 because this
Clydesdale,
child, if she's
watch,
separated
if we move
from
her,
watch
this. Just watch this effect. See how long it takes.
Do your normal thing.
But she might
really?
Be happy.
Oh.
She might
maybe
be happy.
It might be because Sarah's are directly in the vicinity.
Of
normally,
now that
if
we're
you're
recording,
out,
it's the
if she's
first
out of
time
Sarah's
in
hands for like 3 seconds.
Even 6 inches away from my sister.
She also
cried.
Just woke up, so
that's
she's
true.
Probably she pretty, like...
Try Nate.
This is the most...
She's still dazed.
This is the most I've actually ever held her.
I was
going
to say,
then held her.
Big chill,
Yeah, let him chill.
Okay, so...
And cook. All right.
This is my goddaughter.
Yeah.
Yes, the godfather.
So,
all right, yes.
Uncle Sam, Brother Francisco. All right.
Let's see.
I'll just casually mew while you all figure this out.
Mew?
So. Are you doing that with your tongue? The right thing with your tongue?
Is this the mewing streak thing you talked about?
Oh, man. I detest that.
I'll fire back
wolf. Because
Falcon.
I actually
that's
think...
That's what I keep thinking, too. Honestly.
I think...
Hey, I like this.
I think wolf could work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of, like, the strength, physical and, like, mental and spiritual.
Yeah.
Like, I think the wolf isn't just a symbol of kind of, like the hunter although it is, but it's also like it's sort of like a loner in some ways.
Yes, I was gonna say the loner. Yeah. I like the lone wolf.
Yeah,
I live with that vibe.
Which is funny because wolves actually mostly live in packs.
Well, that's why the lone wolf sticks out. That's why there's a term for it, because it's almost abnormal in a way. Not that you're abnormal, but like.
But he is. He's a monk. You know, there's
you
like
you are abnormal. Yeah. Although being a monk is kind of like being in a wolf pack, right?
Yeah.
In some ways, maybe.
But also, that's true. That's true.
You know, the wolf, especially the head of the wolf pack, they protect the pack. They're protecting, the group. And
you do have a protector instinct.
You're protecting the faith. You're guarding the faith. You're defending the faith in this podcast. So, and as a monk, you're being a witness out there.
You're territorial, too. Mm-hmm.
That's
very true.
You protect your
space and your people.
And as a monk and future priest, and maybe this is wrong, but, you're a guard. Protector of the Eucharist.
Oh, that's
not wrong.
That's absolutely
wrong. It's a problem if he doesn't try to do that, but yeah.
So there you go.
Here we go.
Example A.
I think that was almost 3 minutes.
That's,
I think a peregrine falcon,
friendly,
too.
All things considered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's handling herself beautifully.
We can do podcasts more often.
What a cute little.
Well, thank you all. That's very uplifting.
I think a peregrine falcon also works. They're super quick. I don't know. They're kind of one of the coolest birds.
I think they are. They're kind of flashy, though. It's funny you say that because I was going to head in that direction. For yours, actually, it was more of like the falcon.
I was gonna say,
now go for me.
Okay.
Yeah, let's roll into that.
I have a joke one for you, and then an actual one.
Okay.
So
it's a cat.
No, the joke one's a peacock.
Why?
Because when we were in California.
Why? What makes you say a peacock? Tell me more.
Exactly. Exhibit A.
Great boy.
Well, the peacocks, especially like the male peacocks, and they flash their feathers, woo! And you definitely. Wow. Want to not wear flashy, but definitely you care about fashion, definitely more than Tom or I.
Oh yeah,
do. And
I'm still working on it though.
But yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean though. It's kind of the attention, the party, vibe.
You're
peacocks,
comfortable in that space.
Peacocks
also.
Just kind of give off this air of just like, yeah, like let's have fun.
No, I'm not gay.
I know.
So I know.
I'm just, that's why I'm messing with you. That's why
I know,
I'm messing
I know,
with
I know,
you. It's
I know.
Not
no,
not
it's
what
fair,
I actually
fair,
think.
The male mallard duck.
I think. Is that your joke one or your real one?
You think I'm a duck.
Okay, she thinks you're a duck.
You think I'm a duck. That's
I love
crazy.
How we went from wolf to duck. Like, that's rough.
No, get your hand out of here. You think I'm a duck, Sarah? I'm just kidding. They have
Quack.
That,
Yeah, the male mallard duck. They're handsome. They're always trying to impress the ladies. The lady female ducks.
I just can't get past the term duck,
lady
though.
Female ducks.
Let's go to whatever Tom thinks.
So I was headed towards like falcon, I think, for you, because I think you're like you're very, very smart and you're very quick, like, yeah, on your feet physically, intellectually, and there's like a speed and like an ability to just like maneuver so quickly that you just like generally associate with the falcon. But there is like that flashiness, like I think like peregrine falcons, they're so ornate, like their foliage is so like unique and cool. So I think that kind of gets with like the peacock thing.
That's
which
good.
Is like. But it's like kind of less about just like peacocks is like hyper fixating
is all about
on
season.
Like the like the me yeah the me whereas like a falcon is like yeah it's got a lot of cunning, a lot of like a hunter instinct,
right,
very
yeah.
precise, and I think you're good at like honing in on specific things, whether it's in a disc, yeah, you're prey, I don't know.
Yeah, you can play that with
so yeah.
I like that better.
That.
Yeah.
You like that better than duck?
Well, quick to, like, fight, too, you know? Like,
you're
quick, to, quick to fight.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's
argumentative, yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah, I guess you could say that, but, like, I even just more, like, willing to, like, really quickly, like, be there to defend your ground.
No, I appreciate
you know?
That. Thank you. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
what about you, Sam? What do you think?
Well, that, after he gives that explanation, it's kind of harder to
counter with anything.
Because you had a joke one, but you had an actual one.
Yeah, no, this might be a little bit different, but I was thinking a badger.
Honey badger, don't.
Okay, whoa, Sarah snores when she laughs. She's super funny. Wow, there it goes again. We got a pig in here, man.
And
how much for the Clydesdale sis? You just
I think it's because
you just upgraded to swine.
Maybe not. I don't know. No,
that's fine.
I thought the badger because like they can be super ferocious.
Yeah.
But they think, but they can also like
hide
at the
same badger,
time.
I thought a beaver, but no, badgers are way cooler than beavers.
Not beaver. No, badger, like they burrow and like they're hidden, but there's a lot that's like going down underground, you know. But then when they come out, I mean, they're super aggressive. They're also have crazy night vision, like, and see things that like most people couldn't see. Yeah, you know, you can see connections that people don't see.
That's fair. Appreciate that.
And
do you ever read The Wind in the Willows?
Terrifying.
Are they?
Like, if you see them attacking, like, other animals, those things rip them to shreds. Really? Which your arguments often rip people to shreds.
That's also true.
Have I gotten many arguments with you around?
Well, they end pretty quickly because I start something and you just give a one-liner, just like, well, I lose. Oh, sorry. There we go. That's the art of a good argument.
That's fair. Yeah.
Shut down. Can't do anything
about it. I don't know if you guys remember or if you ever read as kids the story of The Wind in the Willows. It's so cool. It's like,
That's good.
What are you thinking?
No, I'm just thinking. I'm just seeing that she has 606 unread text messages. No wonder you have anxiety.
Oh, okay. We will suspend the Badger conversation. So yesterday we were having a conversation about how I think you were the most likely to freak out over someone's text notifications or how many notifications they have, because we were literally saying, I don't know how it came up, but I think you were just saying you weren't really good at responding to texts, and you're like, yeah. And Sam got anxiety last time he saw how many unopened texts I have. Like, he got a panic attack at some point.
That's an exaggeration. No, I just said, are you leaving this many people unread, or do you get this many spam texts?
Or group chats.
I mean,
a lot
of them are spam, and then there's group chats. Are killer, man. I don't care.
Group chats will wreck that's based. So quick.
Yeah.
Because then the thing is, when you pop back into the group chat after months of not seeing it, you're like a celebrity.
The most dominant.
Like, whoa, that's crazy. They showed up. They've never been around. It's like
a unicorn.
What? Yeah, you are a unicorn. You're valued more. Yeah. It's like Pericles, actually. Have you heard of Pericles? He was like a statesman in ancient Athens. That was kind of his whole political strategy. He would make himself very rarely seen. He wouldn't show himself in public that much. So the people loved him. Like, he was a charismatic person, but he wouldn't be very friendly or interact with a whole lot of people. So then it helped him take control of all of Athens because he was like a celebrity, and since he was kind of mysterious. And kind of
like Ron Swanson.
Kind of like Ron Swanson. Kind of like Bruce Wayne.
There you go.
A recluse, sort of.
Or do we have any more? Are we
somebody else must have one more question. Anyone have any really funny ones they wanted to get to?
I mean, it's not super.
Mine, go ahead.
I don't know. No, you're good. Go ahead.
No, well, mine was most likely to get blamed for something when we were kids.
Go think of that.
3, 2, 1.
I was just going to say, me, because I was the firstborn. I'm the guinea pig. I got all the tests.
Sometimes unjustly, so.
I agree.
Yeah, I was the
one. We were jerks.
Just got tired of
disappointment. Actually, he would get blamed for stuff. I would say the two of you, the bookends, got blamed for more than the middle.
That's true.
You just got away with whatever you wanted to.
I know.
Because nobody cared about you.
It's true. I totally, that's true.
Including us. I'm just kidding. We love you deeply. Mom and Dad care about you deeply. It's just,
I didn't really get in massive, serious trouble. And that could be like, because you didn't do anything bad. And I think it's just, I slipped enough or blamed enough on everyone else that I kind of got away with it.
That's true. Yeah.
He was really good at,
instigating.
Distributing the blame.
Exactly.
Well, I think we made up for it.
The distribution was already unequal because of age. So.
Sarah, you were the guinea pig, so that was one end. And then on the other end, I was the only one home alone for basically 5 years after you graduated. So I got
true.
Couldn't escape attention at that point.
And it was COVID.
And
you were stuck.
Super, super fun times.
Oh, yeah.
Mom and Dad were great. But
no, they're wonderful, and we love them. And it's not to knock on them or their parenting or how they chose to do us.
That. Whoa. But we also made up for the fact that Sam got away with stuff because, Tom, I remember you and me used to gang up on him all the time. I remember so many fun times.
What do you mean? You three would gang up on me all
the time? Oh, we did all the time, and I feel terrible about that.
Mom would leave the house, and I'd be terrified.
I'm sorry,
terrified?
This is a good
hold on.
Literally, I would hold
myself. We would never threaten you.
No, you would literally.
There are times we literally were outside of her door, like pounding on
it. And I would hold it shut with my entire
being. To yell at you, probably. But you threw a plate full of spaghetti at Tom, remember that? And it hit him in the head? Or was it?
I think I do remember that.
No. She threw a Parmesan bottle at you.
Yeah, and you picked up the spaghetti off her plate and threw it at her, and it missed her and hit the wall.
And
there was spaghetti stains all over the wall.
That was paste.
I remember the time when there were the trees across the street when we lived in the first house in PA. And Mom told you not to climb it. And we had punishment ladder or like the ladder of...
Yeah, the ladder of privileges.
Yes. And
never reach the top rung.
Yeah. This was the only time I think that I don't even know if I got in trouble too. I might have because
I was the lowest we dropped.
There were
like stair steps for what privileges you could enjoy.
I didn't even get in the trees. And I was too short.
You got blamed
but
anyway.
I still got You guys got knocked all the way to the bottom. Yes. I got almost knocked to the bottom. So it was like at the top rung was you have all privileges. Then it was like you have no TV.
You could stay up late and read a book.
Yeah, no desserts. We climbed
some pine trees pretty darn high, though.
Pine trees are gorgeous.
When they're really easy to climb. They're the best for climbing. They're like every half a foot is like a new...
And they're all durable.
Yeah, yeah.
But... Okay, I want to make a public apology to Sarah in front of you guys and in front of all of our fans for the times we did gang up on you about stupid things, because here's the thing. I don't know if you guys remember this. We would make fun of her for things that are normal, like, oh, you like a boy? You have a crush on a boy? That's weird. Like, that's like... totally normal stuff. Or I remember, especially, I don't know if you remember this, when she started getting into the gym, when she got into the gym, we would think it was funny that you went to the gym, even though now we all love going to the gym.
I say that's something I think about frequently that I feel bad for, is always telling you, like, why do you care so much about the way you look? Why do you care so much about fitness? It's always fitness.
We call it
fitness. Yeah, we made fun of the term.
We used to gang all the time, it was like in a joking manner. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But now that's... We that's all care y'all. Way more about
it's
it.
Funny, it's for totally all we know, we wouldn't now. Have ever gotten into
I agree.
The gym
I agree.
If she hadn't done
I don't know.
That.
I think once you guys got to college and you were around other people and you were in sports, you're like, well, I want to be
there. I know,
because
I started going to those boot camp things that you would teach. And that was some outside of like track stuff. That was like the only other thing that I was like doing.
You
back
inspired
in.
Us.
You were lame. Yeah.
Especially the marathon was like huge impact on us, probably taking
you're the first
seriously.
Person to run a marathon. Actually, so far, the only person who's run a full marathon.
Yeah, Francisco's about to.
Yes.
He's 30 days.
30 months until that.
That's exciting. That's true. And now the tables have turned, because I don't do anything.
How the
I don't have time anymore to exercise.
Well, you have a cute little pumpkin, huh?
Yeah, this is my 20-pound weight that I lift.
Yeah, you're permanently hitting biceps when you're just carrying that child around.
That's true. Because
you won't let her ever set you down, will you? Literally ever.
So cute.
No, these guys motivate me now. It's kind of the opposite. Before, I was just whatever. But
we all sort of motivate each other.
We all motivate
each
other now.
Yeah, it's true. Like a good, healthy...
And dad's random ad picks motivate all of us.
I did not need to know that. I really didn't need to know that.
Cut.
I didn't...
They're solid. Both the abs and the...
It's funny, because Dad will tell me, like, there's times I visit, he's like, I'm just so flabby. I'm just so flabby now. And I'm like, Dad.
Maybe he's taking old age seriously.
He should
like,
look
wants to be, like, in premier shape as an old man. I know. I know.
Like,
he's 6 years old. He's never gotten that beer gut look that most Midwest dads...
Mom and him walked to the kitchen yesterday, and I was like, you two are aging so freaking well. Like, it's just... It's not even like...
Yeah.
I don't even know who to compare them to that we know, because I don't think anybody does. Maybe like the Frannies. The Frannies seem to age pretty well.
Oh, they're great.
I agree. And they're a few years older.
Yeah.
There's people who think the
W's too, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of moms and dads' friends have aged well, but it's harder to tell because they're some of them are a few years younger anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Either way, mom and dad aging
doing
fabulous.
Quite a good job. Yeah.
Well, they're all like that. Anyways, we're going to call it for now. So thank you for joining us for this fun, goofy episode. Got to see the full sibling repertoire, or whatever you want to call it. If you enjoyed that,
chilling in the backyard.
And you're curious about our parents because we just talked about them, check out an episode Nate and I did with both of our parents, which was pretty sweet.
Super chill.
You can find that episode link here. And if you want to see other cool episodes from the podcast, you can check out the whole playlist. So sweet. Thank you, guys.
Wait, you're pointing at the air. That's crazy.
Yeah, because these things will appear out of
Woo!
Nowhere.
That's crazy.
So, yeah,
there it is. Wow, look at that. Wow. Oh, my gosh, check it out. Right by that, the tree. Yeah, very cool.
Okay, thanks, y'all. Adios.
I'm really glad we didn't discuss furries this time.